Welcome to Northumberland at 5. I'm Andrea Patterson, and today's show is when we chat to local area businesses and organizations. My guest in the studio today is Rose Wilton from the Rose Quest. Welcome, Rose.
Thank you for having me.
The Rose Quest is to improve the health, well-being, and dignity of residents in crisis, in need, at risk, or who are experiencing homelessness by providing hygiene products throughout social service agencies, charities, schools, and directly to the streets. Wow, what an ambitious undertaking, Rose. How did you ever get started in this?
It was a variety of things that happened in my life, but I've always had a passion to help people, and I'm also have a background in social work. And it's just something that I saw that there was a need that nobody else had taken into consideration as far as hygiene. You know, we're all focused on shelter and food, which is incredibly important. But hygiene and period care fall by the wayside because...
And yet it's so important for your daily life.
And I think for a lot of people, it's just something that you assume that you have. Like it's a lot of people, it's like you assume that you have socks, you know, because...
And well, running hot water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was a variety of things. And it's just something small that I started to do to... just as a hobby, essentially, to
start helping. How long ago did you start this?
This July will be our 11th year.
11th year?
Yeah.
And what areas do you reach?
We have done all over the place, but our main focus now is Northumberland, just because I've seen like such a high need in the area. But I originally started just walking around the streets of Toronto, just because that's where the visible homeless is. Mm-hmm. And then from there, as I kept doing it, and friends heard that I was doing it, they're like, well, you should get in touch with the local schools, or you should do this. And I fully admit at the time, I thought, well, no, that like there's government funding, like the schools aren't going to need anything. That's so weird. Like I felt weird contacting them. And then I contacted my old high school. And I said, this is what I'm doing. Like, you know, I'm having shampoo.
Is there a need for this? Yes.
Toothpaste and that kind of thing. Is this something that you need? And the principal at the time said, yeah, if you can give me 30 kits, that would be great.
Incredible.
And I said, I'm sorry. I misheard you. You said 3, right? And he said, no, 30. And as I started contacting other schools, that was the average number in Northumberland.
Oh, this is Northumberland. This isn't on the streets of Toronto. No.
I originally started, I phoned up Port Hope High School and said, this is what I'm doing. And they said 30 would be great. And then every other school I was contacting in Port Hope and Coburg, that's the average number, is 30 students.
So when you started this, you had to ask for donations then. I'm assuming you weren't paying for this all out of your own pocket.
So what I had bought from my own pocket was the Ziploc bags that I use and sandwich bags. So just always keeping an eye on sales. So I did use my personal money for that. As far as the personal hygiene items went, yeah, I just said to friends like, hey, if you're traveling, can you save me your hotel toiletries and that? And then from there, people just if they saw stuff on sale when they heard that what I was doing, they just...
So a lot of other kind, generous people that you reached out to have come through for you.
Yeah.
And how along the accomplishments are coming along more and more and more as you're going along over the 11 years, you must really notice from the beginning as to where you are now.
Absolutely. And also just the need has become so much higher now too, just because things are so expensive. And I think that a lot of organizations are now aware that we exist. So they're now tapping into us so that they can use their own funding for food, shelter, other supplies that their clients need. And that's basically how we work, essentially, is to take the pressure off organizations and schools so that they can focus on other things. And not have to worry about personal hygiene.
Do you contact the local shops, like the drug stores and any outlets that supply these type of materials? Are they generous or how do you reach out to get donations?
So we just recently became a registered charity as of last year.
Congratulations.
Thank you. That was a lot of hard work on my people and Nicole Beatty as well, too. She was able to help us get
Nicole's
registered charity status. So The problem that we're having right now, in all honesty, is space. We have a rented small space currently, and we don't have the space to be approaching big companies. Like, that's essentially what we want to do and what we need to do in order to fill the need. So we are currently trying to raise money to get a proper, what we're calling it, the hygiene center.
Where are you storing things now?
It would be in the basement of a church, and we're just paying them some rent and that kind of thing.
So you're really looking for more space, and hopefully someone can provide you that.
Yeah. So
at cost or limited
That's the dream, is that there's no cost. But yeah, so we have a few spaces that we're looking at. The problem is that we just need to raise the funds in order to, be able to pay rent and stay there for, as long as humanly possible. So it's something, our next big project is to raise money for the hygiene center.
Well, obviously you've got the momentum going on this, and you certainly don't want to lose that. I'm just fascinated that you've gone and done all of this, beginning on your own, and now you've got all these other people involved. And are there people working with you or for you?
Yeah, so the Rose Quest is completely volunteer-run, including myself. We have no paid staff. So I work full-time and then do this full-time as a volunteer.
Do you have a headquarters?
My house. So, we house all of our stuff, in the basement of the space that we're renting. But my home and my computer is basically, how I'm operating out of everything. And I'm incredibly fortunate that the amazing humans that I have volunteering on my board continue to help me. But we are actually desperate for more volunteers.
Okay.
So we would love to have people who know how to do grant writing, who are not afraid of technology, who can come help us with events or drop stuff off.
Collect things as well, I imagine.
Yeah, fundraising, whether that's product or money. So
that's fantastic. We'll be right back with Northumberland at 5.